Turn Off the Power, Why IT Shouldn't Drive Operational Decisions, by Jennifer Matt. When I think about operations in a print business, I think about the end-to-end business process, order, entry to invoice. The operations of getting jobs out the door and cash in the bank is another way to put it. This business process encompasses a lot of different functional areas of your business, many people, and a handful of software technologies. Recently, I watched a large organization make a critical operational decision driven almost solely by its IT's desires and needs. For most organizations, IT is not part of operations. IT is a function that manages the technical infrastructure. So yes, IT gets involved when your on-premises print MIS ERP system goes down due to hardware issues. But they are not involved when you need a new custom report or a configuration change due to policy changes in estimating. I have said this many times. One of the biggest mistakes made in print business is putting IT departments in charge of print MIS ERP decisions and/or implementations. An ERP implementation is 1,000% operational. Your print MIS ERP is the system that runs your operations. It is generally the system that tracks order inquiry to invoice. What happens when IT makes the decision to change ERP systems? And that change is purely based on what's important to IT. First, let's review what factors an IT department is interested in. Typically, IT departments want simplicity in the form of reduced security surfaces, the amount of area they must keep secure to prevent hacks, viruses, etc., and reduced technical debt, the care and feeding of different technologies. These are very good priorities and very important to your company, no matter the size. The issue is that the software systems that you utilize to run your operations cannot be evaluated by IT. Your IT department does not know the specifics about custom manufacturing estimating, order processing, or raw materials inventory tracking. The priority of your operations is the efficient working of your people across estimating, prepress, customer service, production, finishing, shipping, and accounting. IT knows how to keep the systems up that these functional areas utilize, but they don't know how these systems are specifically used. So in my example, a large company's IT department forced a change in an ERP that disrupted the entire operational business process. All the operations folks at all levels disagreed vehemently, yet IT proceeded, and upper management allowed them. After many months of planning, many more months of an attempted implementation, IT finally gave up and retreated to the system they attempted to replace. Their attempt was to replicate a complex business process by simply adding user-defined fields to get a general ERP solution. The result? It took 10 times as long to do everything in the business process. IT got what they wanted. All manufacturing plants on the same ERP, providing a single data source for reporting up to finance. In the midst of that transition, they broke the entire business process. IT does not get to make operational decisions. IT gets to participate in operations decisions. They have a strong influencer role. Their needs do not override operations. Sometimes operations need to stay on a solution that isn't ideal for IT because it's the solution that best fits operations. IT often must live with more technical debt and more data management so that operations can be as efficient as possible. I like the idea of a meritocracy here, which is the holding of power by people selected on the basis of their ability. Your operations leadership should have power in the decision-making process of the software they use for the functional areas under their management. The IT department should have influence over the selection of tools based on how it will impact their security surface and technical debt. A print MIS ERP might be selected that adds considerable effort for the IT department because it adds so much value to the operations. In this example, the meritocracy gives more power to operations than IT. In a reverse example, IT would likely have more power in the decision of where to host their technology stack, whereas operations would have little to add to that decision. All businesses are run on software. Just because software is involved doesn't make the software decision an IT decision. Software is fundamental to your business success. In my mind, the most important user of software is the set of individuals who have the software open all day, every day, in the doing of their job. These users are the most important to me. By important, I do not mean they should be given the power to decide about new software solutions. What I mean is their level of efficiency is primary to the overall business's success. Software should serve its users. A software that makes users more efficient is returning the value of the investment to the business owners. Too many business owners and managers allow themselves to be intimidated by their IT departments. Do not allow this to happen in your organization. Your IT department is in the service of your operations. They should be making it easier on you to get jobs shipped and invoiced, not getting in your way of making that happen. A team effort is only available when leadership creates the meritocracy. So IT holds the power in their areas, and operations maintains power in their functional area of expertise.